My third guest on the program this evening is the soprano Christine Seitz. She'll be leading Show Me Opera when the MU School of Music presents a program of staged arias and a trio this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Whitmore Recital Hall. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Nice to see you again, Trevor.
Here we are in the final weeks of the semester, the final weeks of the school year. I get a feeling from the looks of this recital, this event happening this Saturday, this may be a culmination of people's work over the school year and also their academic careers at Mizzou.
That's right. That's really what this program is for. We will perform this on the stage of Whitmore Recital Hall in a very small venue. We do this in a very almost informal production way with a piece of furniture here, a costume there, and no big frills. But what each singer will be doing is experiencing the physicality, the emotionality, the psychology of a character and apply it to an aria that, yes, they've been studying in the voice studio, perhaps sung on a recital before, but this gives them a chance to get into the full operatic reason to sing that aria. And so we add a few characters here and there. If there's somebody that has a little conversation with the character before the aria, a little bit of an ensemble, and give the thing a setting and let the singer really experience it in its own context. One of the singers on this program is Madeline Munsell. She is a coloratura soprano. She has not sung a full leading role with our opera, Show Me Opera, because we haven't staged operas that have a coloratura as a main character. Because typically, those would need more mature voices in the other roles. And so she hasn't had a chance to do a full role. But she just went out and won the MTNA Young Artist Vocal Division nationwide just in mid-March, singing a half-hour list of repertoire and being judged on a national scale. So she's very accomplished. And what she's singing in this program is that great aria by Leonard Bernstein from Candide, Glitter and Be Gay, which is a coloratura tour de force. And so she gets to showcase that, but she also gets to experience that in a dramatic context. And it's going to be quite a wonderful experience for her to be able to do that. Another singer on the program is Sam Wright, who has sung many leading roles with us in Mozart and in The Crucible and in Our Town. But he's experiencing in this program an aria from a Verdi opera, which will be for him a vocal next step in his vocal growth. So this will be Rodrigo's final aria from Don Carlo, which is a pretty big sing. And for someone that's young like Sam, this is the right context to try something like that out, because he's doing it with piano, he's doing it with some dramatic context, doesn't have to sing over the full orchestra yet. It's the right way to sing an aria like this into his voice, and his voice is really going to sing the Verdi repertoire when he gets older. So there are things like that on this program. There are other things where we have people trying things out for the first time. Young Hunter Chamberlain, who's a freshman, singing the aria from Pirates of Penzance, Oh, Is There Not One Maiden Breast Who... And it's a fun aria. We put a bunch of girls around him and do that little Shayna, and it's a really great way for him to get his toe in the pond for the first time. We run the gamut in this program. Well, one of the standard repertory arias on this program is Musetta's Waltz from La Boheme. In the second act, when Musetta sings her aria out on the streets of Paris in front of everybody and stages a ploy to get her old lover, Marcello, to return to her while she ditches her current sugar daddy, Alcindoro, in front of everybody, which is fun. And it's an aria that everybody knows that tune. Couple of things on this program that are new and unusual that people might not have ever heard before. The aria, Hence, Iris, Hence Away, from Handel's oratorio, Semele. It's a secular oratorio that Handel wrote and is very often now performed as an opera. Gods and Goddesses and Infidelities and Adulterousness and all of that sort of thing. And Juno, the queen of the gods, sings this to Iris, the god's messenger, and she's fixing to go roust Jupiter from his castle that he's built up on a high mountain with the mortal Semele. So he's shacking up with the wrong woman, and Juno's going to go get him. A fire and brimstone handle aria. Another one that is really stunning and very unusual is from Rimsky-Korsakov's opera, The Golden Cockerel, which is a fairy tale story. And in this aria, this personage called the Queen of Shamaka appears on the scene singing this stunningly beautiful high soprano aria that is built on Byzantine scale, so it sounds very exotic. And she waltzes into this town and tells the czar of the town that she is going to conquer him. And he figures that can't happen because she's got no army. She's all by herself. But she opens her mouth and starts singing this aria, and he is completely enthralled and gives her his whole kingdom. So it's a stunningly beautiful piece.
That was the voice of Christine Seitz. The soprano is on the voice faculty here in the MU School of Music, and she's also the director of Show Me Opera. They'll be performing a program of staged arias and a trio this Saturday, April the 15th at 7 p.m. at Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus. You can find more details about that event and all School of Music events upcoming on their website, music.missouri.edu.